USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is delivering the holy war on American domestic energy that he promised on the campaign trail. Meanwhile, energy costs and gas prices for American families have absolutely skyrocketed.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, taking to the Senate floor on Tuesday. This as gas and energy prices continue to skyrocket across the country. Meanwhile, Democrats, including President Biden, say Russia's war with Ukraine and supply chain issues are causing the high energy prices. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing about domestic terrorism with testimony from survivors, family members of victims, and others impacted by mass shootings in Buffalo, New York. Since the Buffalo shooting, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has signed new gun control bills into law. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Hackers are continuing to exploit a flaw in Microsoft.
As hacker groups continue to exploit Windows Zero Day, that makes it unusually easy to execute malicious code on target computers, Microsoft is keeping mum and refusing to even say if it has plans to patch the vulnerability. Late last week, security firm Proofpoint said that hackers were exploiting the remote code execution vulnerability called Folina. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The European Union is blaming Russia's war on Ukraine for causing a global food crisis. Ukraine is a major exporter of wheat, cereals, and cooking oil used in the developing world. In a separate meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russia is preventing Ukrainian grain exports from leaving the country, and he accused Russian forces of destroying Ukraine's agricultural infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Voters in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota are heading to the polls on Tuesday. House races in New Jersey and Iowa will be critical as Republicans look to take control of Congress. As Democrats continue to encourage protests outside judges' homes, an investigation is picking up steam in Wisconsin.
Investigators in Wisconsin are expanding their look into the man accused of fatally shooting a retired state judge. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says 56-year-old Douglas Udy targeted Judge John Romer, who gave Udy a six-year prison term in 2005.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased.
Call confirmed there was a hit list found in Udy's car, but did not go into specifics of who was on it. Sources tell several outlets that names, including the Democratic governors of Wisconsin and Michigan, were on it, along with Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Udy is in critical condition at a hospital after he was found in Romer's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Colorado Avalanche are advancing to their first Stanley Cup final since 2001. The Avs beating the Edmonton Oilers 6-5 in overtime in Edmonton to sweep the Western Conference Final Series. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.